Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come up into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God. Matthew 14:31-33. Jesus had come walking on the stormy sea, and Peter had actually stepped out of the boat and attempted to walk toward Jesus. Peter became fearful, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Matthew 14:30. After witnessing this phenomenal event, the disciples confessed the true identity of Jesus, Thou art the Son of God. Beyond any doubt, Jesus is the Son of God. The blind had received their sight. The lame had their ability to walk restored. Demons had been cast out, and leprosy had been cured. Even the dead had been raised to life. The confession of Nicodemus was indeed the truth. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. John 3:2. John, the beloved apostle, wrote his gospel so that the wonderful works of Christ would declare his reality as God. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John 20:30-31. The centurion who oversaw the crucifixion of Jesus confessed as he witnessed the events of Christ's death, Truly this was the Son of God. Matthew 27:54. When the Ethiopian heard the gospel proclaimed by Philip, he confessed, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Acts 8:37. The confession of Jesus Christ as the Son of God brings about a union with God, which is essential for our salvation. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. 1 John 4:15. Our salvation is dependent upon our belief and confession of the true identity of Jesus Christ, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Connor Street in Somerville, Georgia.